In junior high, she dated high school boys. In high school, she dated college boys. By the time she graduated, she found herself going out with guys a decade older than she was. She also found herself miserable. Because no matter what her friends thought, she wasn't that sophisticated, and her boyfriends didn't mind letting her know it. I always felt inferior because they seemed to know so much more than I did about everything, and while they loved to show me off to their friends, they had no patience around my friends. The last straw came when she was having dinner with a 31-year-old lawyer she'd been dating and his friends, and she voiced an opinion about politics. "No offense," her boyfriend said, "but you're 22. What could you know about it?" He was her ex-boyfriend before dessert was served. What Alana realized was that relationships are supposed to be about sharing experiences, about learning things together. Looking back at her whole dating life, she suddenly felt stupid. Everything I was going through, the guys I dated had been through years before me. The stuff they were going through, I was too young for. We had nothing to talk about. But while holding a conversation with Alana seemed too challenging for her boyfriends, they didn't have the same problem with sex. Being sexual with them became her way of trying to feel like their equal. It didn't work very well. She lost her virginity to a guy who couldn't wait to take her home as soon as it was over, so he could get back to his friends. "I was so not ready, and I got very shaky afterward. He kept saying, 'What's the big deal? It's just sex.' And for him, it was. Been there, done that. For me, it was something that should have been incredibly intimate and special, and I threw it away to hang on to a college guy." Still, she kept dating older guys. Alana had gotten so used to the way they treated her, which was lousy, that she came to believe it was all she deserved. "By college, I had zero self-esteem," she says. "These guys basically wanted me for sex and to show off to their friends, and I thought I was lucky. If I had a time machine, I'd go and find myself at the age of 14. I'd shake that girl by the shoulders and say, 'Why should guys respect you when you don't even respect yourself?'" Which brings me to the third most important rule of dating. Make sure that your boyfriends treat you with respect. Always. If they take you for granted, dump them. If they try to pressure you into something you don't want to do, dump them. If they ever touch you in any way that isn't invited and affectionate, dump them. Then tell an adult. If you can't tell your folks, tell a teacher or an aunt or anyone with enough experience to help you handle it. Ever heard of a zero-tolerance policy? It's a fancy way of saying no second chances. Zero tolerance is a great rule to have in place when it comes to your love life. That doesn't mean you can't argue with a guy you're dating or even forgive him for being immature at times. What it does mean is that no matter what's going on between the two of you, good or bad, you always feel respected. You always feel valued for what you bring to the relationship. If you have to exercise the zero tolerance policy and actually dump a guy, you'll feel lonely for a bit. You'll worry that no other boy is going to want to date you because you're such a pain. And yes, the boys you break up with because they don't treat you well will tell their friends you're a pain, or a bitch, which is the official favorite word of guys who treat girlfriends like dirt. The thing is, you won't get the reputation you'll worry about getting, at least not among the guys who deserve your time. They'll see a girl who knows what she's worth and isn't willing to accept any less. And deep down in a place most guys don't even know they have, they'll think, "If a girl that self-confident chooses me, it must mean I'm worth something too." Any boy who makes that realization is a boy you can bring home to meet your dad. I'll try to remember to wash the fingerprinting ink off before I shake his hand.